We were holding Daf Chofte from an Aleph on top. We just got finished that we said that there were 22 Gevim, 22 cups on the menorah. So came up that the Cheshm was very good. V'tim Nisar Yetin the Kanim Ho'esim V'tarten, that there was 18 from the 6 Kanim and 4 on the original, the first 10, and therefore was 22. Now Kaftorim Nami Echad Osor, that we said that there were 11 knobs on the menorah. So it's good. Now, how do we have this cheshbin of 11 knobs? So, trei didei, there are 2 on the main stem. When it says kafterim, it means at least 2. Then, v'shisha the kanim, there are 6 on the kanim. I mean, the 6 branches, each one had 1 knob on it. Then, v'kaftor, chatzari. And then there was another 3, where each branch branched off. There was another kaft, another knob there. So the kids, so you have 2 and 6 is 8, and 3 is 11. So that's how we know there were 11 knobs on the menorah. Ela prochim tisha menolim. How do we know there were 9 flowers, pictures of flowers on the menorah? So most of it like this. Prochim, it says first word, prochim tredi day. There are 2 of its own. Then vishisha the kanim, each kan, each branch had 1. That's 6, and so far that's 8. Tim didn't have it, it's only 8. The question is, how do we know you had 9? Omer Rav Shalman, Rav Shalman says, the pasuk says, Ad yirecha yad pircha mikshehi. So it says another time in this pasuk, Ad pircha means another flower. So that's the 9th one. That's how we know there were 9 aprochim on the menorah. Omer Rav says, Gevoyesha menorah tisha tvachim. He says, no, the menorah was only 9 tvachim tall. Before we had that, Shmuel said, it was 18 tefachim tall. And now Rav says, no, the menorah was only 9 tefachim tall. Seisvei Rav Simon Bachila Rav. He asked the question, it says, Evan Hoislef Ne Menorah. There was a stone in front of the menorah, Uvor Shloisha Milis, and on this stone there were like 3 steps to go up. Sheoleh HaKrein Oimed. That on top of these 3 steps, that's where the crane stood. Omeita the Teneris, and he had to prepare, clean out the Teneris. Right, the question is, if the whole menorah was only 9 tefachim tall, so why did you have to have a stone there that the kohen has to stand on top? Pshit, if it's only 9 tefachim tall, he could reach it without standing on anything. So Amalei, so Rav said back, Amalei Simlik, he said back to his Talmud Simi, At, like, Ki Kamina, you know when I said that it's 9 tefachim tall, Misvas Kanem Ulamala, I just meant to say where the branches branch off. From that and above it's 9. But in the time he agrees to Shmuel that altogether it was really 18 tefachim tall. Ksiv the pasuk says, V'haperech v'haneiros v'yamekachayim zovhu, that it was made from gold. And it says, Miyacholaz zov, means finished gold, special gold. In other words, it says, V'haperech the flowers, and v'haneiros the lamps, v'yamekachayim, that's the tongues, and we made out of gold, and Miyacholaz zov. The question is, my miyachol azov, what does it mean to say finished gold? Some of Avraham Ravami says, Samura says now, my miyachol azov, what does it mean to say like finished gold? Avraham Ravami means, shekilose lechol zov, soger shel shloimei. It means that they used up all the gold of shloimei was used up. All of shloimei's fine gold was used up. The Avraham Rav Yud Omar Rav, Esa Minervis Osa Shloimei. Shloimei Melech made 10 different Minervis. The cholachas viachas, every one of them, hevila elef kikar zov. He brought 1,000 kikar of zov. Vechnisu elef pomim lekur. And he put him 1,000 times into the furnace. Vehemidu al kikar. And it came down to be a pure gold, 1 kikar of gold. Every time he melted it down like, it became purer and purer. So most of any, it's not that way. Vechsir, the pasuk says, vechol kli mashke, Hamelach Shloimei Zov, the whole kli beis yar halavoinen Zov Sogur, ein kesev nechoshes b'mei Shloimei lemuma. That silver meant nothing b'mei Shloimei. Everything was made from gold, but I call upon him. You see, he has still had plenty of gold left, and before we're saying he used up all his gold, here it says the whole kli mashke, even his cups he drank with, was made from gold. The whole kli beis yar halavoinen was all made out of gold. So my answer is, Zav Sogur Kraminan. That means before that he finished up all his fine gold. All the fine gold, that he finished up. Nechnami, Zohar that was not Sogar, that he still had. Now the Gemara asks the question, does it lose so much by refining it that we say now they put it back into the oven 1,000 times and it came down to 1 kikar? Is it true that every time it lost so much? For the Gemara of Atanya, we learned like this, that Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that mice once happened, voice a menorah's beis hamikdash, yisera al shalmeisha, bedinizov, they once had the menorah they were making on the beis hamikdash, had more than the menorah that Moshe Rabbeinu had, and they had a dinizov more. Bedinizov kodikni, this type of a dinizov, that's how much more this menorah had than the measurement that they had for Moshe Rabbeinu. So what did they do? They wanted to refine it, like to get, take it off. They put it 80 times into the oven, into the furnace, and vehemidoi al kikor, and they brought it down to the exact amount of the kikor. So you see over here that putting it into the oven that much does not take away that much, only took away a little bit over here. So where it says, kivun the koi. So Rashi says, I mean, since it was already refined already so much by Shlomoi, now it can't be refined anymore. It takes much more now to take off. And then when it was fresh gold, every time you put it in, it makes it lose a lot of gold. But once it happened one time, a long time ago, if you do it again later on, it would not take away that much. Now the Gemara says, Omer Reb Shmuel ben Achmeni, Omer Reb Yenisin, Mai Dichsiv, what does the Pasuk say? Al HaMenorah HaTahorah. He put the menorah Torah, pure menorah. It means to say, Sheyordo Maisim in Mokim Torah, that its Maisim came down in the Mokim Torah, she says, means Min HaShemayim, his Hera LaMoshe, LeNeged HaMenorah. They showed Moshe how to make the menorah. Elam Miyatim was questioned, if so, Al HaShulchan HaTor, when it says it put on the Shulchan HaTor, also means Sheyordo Maisim in Mokim Torah, does it mean to say that it came down for the Mokim Torah, and the Shulchan didn't come down like Min HaShemayim? Ela rather tor mechlau shutomei. When it says al shulchan tor, means to say that it could become tomei. Rashi says means kolana kleimar mekabel tuma, that the shulchan could be mekabel tuma. So maybe yochinami torah mechlau shitomei. Maybe by the menorah also, all it means to say is ha menorah torah means that the menorah is called a kli that it could be mekabel tuma. So Mora says no. Bishlei mahosam kiderash lakish. Bishlei me by the shulchan. The Chiddush is like Rish Lakish says. The Yomer Rish Lakish says, "My dichsev, what does the pasuk say? Ala Shulchan Tor, that the Shulchan now is Tor, Mechlal Shu Tomei, Mashma the Shulchan could be Mekabel Tuma. Kliyetz also Lanachasu." Like Rish Lakish asks this for a question, Rish Lakish shows no that the Shulchan is not Mekabel Tuma, because the Shulchan is only a kliyetz or su lanachas, it's only a flat kliyetz that's meant just to put things on it, not to move it around. Like Rashi says, lanachas shein the metalta, they don't move it around. Kliyetz os lanachas ain't a makabel tuma. A regular kliyetz that's only meant to leave in one place, it's not makabel tuma, because learn out the dema teshrotzim, it has to be. We call kliyetz. And masak is metal to molive rekon. It has to be something that you move around. Mashen can hear a kliyetz lenachas that just leave alone. You don't move it around. The guru should not be makabel tuma. Rish Lakish has a frakasha. So why is the makabel tuma over here? So the teretz is that a malam comes teach us this pasuk. That the pasuk says al shulchan ator comes teach us shemagbi nois alole regolim, that they used to pick up the shulchan when the people used to come table regal. Umarim lem lechem upon him, they would show him the lechem upon him. The yomalem, they would tell to the people that are coming out to be on the regal, ruchi baskum afneya mokum, look how dear you are to Hashem. And amachi baskum, what is the dear, what do we show them by the lechem upon him? How does it show how dear we are, how choshub we are to Hashem? Kerev Shum ben Lakish, the yom Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Kerev Yeshua ben Levi should be, the yom Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Neis godol nasal lechem upon him. There was a tremendous nest that happened with this lechem that they put on the shulchan from Shabbos to Shabbos. That tiluka kisidurei. The same way they took it off, that it was just as fresh as the way they put it on. Shneimer the pasuk says, losum lechem cham biyom alakochoi. At the same day they took it off, it was just as hot and just as fresh the day they took it off in the next Shabbos as it was when they first put it in there. The kids have used to show this to the other regolim. So I call upon him, that's the Chiddush here. It really was Shlokas Yes for Kasha. Why should the Shulchan be Mekabel Tumma? It's now only Kliyetz Osla Nachas. And the answer is no. Since they pick it up to show to the other regolim, it's called a regular Kli that would be Mekabel Tumma. So that's what we need a Chiddush HaPosuk when the Posuk says, Al HaShulchan HaTor, teach us Mechlal that it could be Mekabel Tumma. El Hocha, but over here, Torah Mechlal Shi Tumei Yepshita. The Chur of the Minerva, there's no Chiddush that said that it could be Mekabel Tumma. The Chur of Pshita, Kli Matches Nenu. The Minerva is made from metal. O Kli Matches Mekabel Tumma. We know that a Kli Matches is Mekabel Tumma. Achi Yordu Maiseh Mi Mokim Torah. Elo, so what is the Pasuk coming to teach us over here by the Minerva? Al HaMinerva HaTorah. Here, like we said before, it's coming to teach us. Elo, she Yordu Maiseh Mi Mokim Torah. It means to say that it came down Min HaShemayim, they showed Moshe the dogma how to make a menorah. Tani will learn like this. Tani Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudu Aymer. Oron shel eish, v'shulchan shel eish, u'menorah shel eish, yodu min ha-shemayim. Mamisha, Oron was made from fire, v'shulchan from fire, the menorah made out of fire, came down min ha-shemayim. For all Moshe saw how it's supposed to look, v'yosa k'moysam, and that's how Moshe knew how to make these things. Shneva the Pasuk says, u'rei v'yasei ketav nisam, Asher Atamara Bahar, the same way you saw it by Har, you saw it the Eish of the Shulchan, of the Menorah, of the Oren, that's the way you should make it. So more is the question, if so, Elamiyat, if so, when the Pasuk says, V'yikamto es ha-mishkon, ha-kimishpotoi, you should put up the Mishkan the way you're supposed to, Asher Reis Bahar, the way you saw it by the Har. So the Chur here, Ho-Chinam, here also you want to tell me that it means to say that Hashem showed Moshe from the fire, that it doesn't say. So Moshe says, "Hocho k'siv k'mishpatoi, hosim k'siv k'yotav nisam." It's different. Here it says, "K'mishpatoi," you must be just after lochas were given over, but not that Hashem had shown min hashemayim and eish how to make the kerushim. Mashenkin by the Oren over there, it says the word k'yotav nisam means its form. Mashma that Hashem showed the Moshe the forms of the Oren, the Shulchan, and the Menorah. Now, Omer Rabbi Chiya Baraba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Gavriel, the Malach Gavriel, Chogo Kemin Psiko. He girded himself, put himself, Kemin Psiko, like a belt he put around him. Hoyu, Veherola Lamoisha Maisa Menorah, and he was the one that showed Moshe Rabbeinu how to make the Menorah. Rashi says, Chogo Kemin Psikta means Eza Korach, Umnim Shiroitzum Lassum Locha. He had like a belt wrapped around him. And that's how he showed Moshe with that belt how to make the Menorah. You see, the Pasuk says, "V'zeh ma'isa menorah." This is the ma'isa of the menorah. Tana devar b'Yishmael, shloisha devarim, three things. Hoyikoshin le'le Moshe, was very hard for Moshe. Sheherulah Kodesh Baruch Hu be'etzbot, so Kodesh Baruch himself had to show Moshe with his finger. V'yeluhain, these are the three things. Menorah, that was hard to make the menorah for Rosh Chodesh. U'shrotzim, and the parasha of shrotzim. We'll soon see what that means. Menorah dechsev, v'zeh ma'isa menorah. Rosh Chodesh, to tell when the new moon is out, to make Rosh Chodesh Tachsiv, HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem Rosh Chodoshim, that he had a show in Rashi says, Rosh Chodesh, B'Shas Melad Levoina, when the new Levoina comes out, and the nearest, it's only, you can only see a little bit, and it's not Nikkur so much, so he had to be taught, how to teach Moshe, what's considered the new Levoina. Shirotzim, Rashi says, Lehoye Maki Reza Tomei Veza Tor, he did not know to know, which sheretz is tor and which sheretz is tomei? Tichsil, like the Pasuk says, the Gemara says, "V'zeh lochem ha-tomei." These are what tzidu tomei means. Hashem had to show it to him. V'yesherim, some say, "Af hilcha shchit, even hilcha shchit also." Rashi says, "Lohoyu meivin mechin him mugremis." Like from which part does the shchit really start from? Where is it considered a psul mugrem? That means too high up already. Shneva, the Pasuk says, "V'zeh asher tasa alam mizbech." This is what Shtu Alam Mizbeach, Mashma Hilcha Shchito, was hard to understand. Rashi says, V'yasiyah Satchila Zvicha, V'yasiyah, that's the beginning of the Zvicha, V'zeh Al Mehera Be'etzbo, he had to show him Be'etzbo how to make the Zvicha. Now it says in the Mishnah, Shtei Pashe Shebe Mezuzah Mak V'zu V'zu, V'yafilu Tzav Echad Miyakvan. You have to have the two Pashes of Shemar Voyim Shemar in the Mezuzah, and even one ois, if it's missing, it's possible. For the Mopshita of Adam, it's possible. What's the Chiddush in the Mishnah? Om Rav Yudah Morav Lanitzuch El Lekutza Shayud. The Chiddush is when you write a Yud, the Kutzai means the top part of it has to bend over a little bit, come down. That's called Kutzai Shayud. That's the way Tosis learns. Rashi says Kutzai Shayud means regal Yamina Shayud. We know a Yud has to have a right leg coming down. So that Chiddush also is if you don't have it, it's possible. For the more of an amip sheet is also poshit. And the Chodor Rashlan is very good. If you don't have a regal, the foot, to the Yud, it does not have the tzurus of the Yud. So without the tzurus of the Yud, about this, it's possible. El the Gemara said, L'kdidach Rav Yudah Omarav. It's for this Chiddush the Mishnah means to say. The Omarav Yudah Omarav, kol ois, any ois that you write on a mezuzah or tefillin, on a sefer Torah, shein gvil mukav lo meyabaruch haseo, that you do not have parchment surrounding it on all four sides, psula. That's what the Mishnah means to say. Afilu ksavecha means afilu alocha of each ois, that has to be mukav gvil. You have to have blank parchment around every single ois. Otherwise, it's possible. Omer Rashiyan bar nidboch mishmei the Rav Yudah, name of Rav Yudah. What's going to be nikov toicha shel hay? Let's say there's a dot, a hole in the middle of the hay. So kosher, still it's kosher. Yerecho, let's say the hole is on the leg of the hay, that's where the hole is, then posel, then it's no good. Rashi says, toicho shel hay means regal sherefnim, the inside regal, that's called toichoi. And yerecho means the right regal of the hay. There it's posel. Omer observes, Zera says though, l'didi to me, Meforshali Mineid the Rav Huna was explained by Rav Huna. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Yaakov said like this, Rabbi Yaakov Omer, the Deem, Meforshali Mineid Rav Yudah. I was explaining this by Rav Yudah, that Nikav Toicha Shal Hay Kosher. That if the hole is on the Toicha, it means inside the hay, or the Rashi says it means the left leg of the hay, still it's kosher. So no matter how small that left leg is, still it's kosher. But Yerecha, if the hole went through the right leg of the hay, then it depends. In the shtaya by kishira is ketana kosher. If there's still left over from the top part of the regal, which would look like a nice ketana, it's kosher. But the imla posel of the nekev was mamash right on top of it, that was left over is not even the size of an ois ketana, then it's posel. That's considered as if you don't have a regal to the hay, and without a regal of the hay, you'll be posel. Nothing more says, agro chamud rababo. Agra was Rabbi Abba's father-in-law. Rav by him was Ifsuk lay Karya de Hay to the Om. There was a hefsek in the middle of the hay of the word of Om. There was a hefsek like a blank line going through the hay. Now Benikfa, how did this happen? That there was a hole there in the middle of the hay, so made like a hefsek. So what did he do? So Osla came with Rabbi, came in front of Rabbi Abba. Omle said like this. In Mishtaya boy Kishiro is Kitana Kosher. If there's still a leftover of this hay, in other words, there was a hole, let's say, in the middle of the regal of the right leg of the hay. So the top part that's still attached to the top part of it, there's still enough left over of a Shir Ois Kitana, the Shir of the Yud, then it's still Kosher. The Yimlab, if you don't have that much left over on top of the hole, enough to give it a Tsura of a hay, then it will be possible. In other words, the hay is really like a dalet on the right side, and the left side has a little line going down. So from the right side of the dalet, there was a hole there, so if the right leg has a hole, so if the top part of the hole that's still attached to the top part of the hay is the shear of an ois ketana, it still has its sur of the hay, it still be kosher. The imlab will be possible. The Gemara says, Romi ba tamri, tevi chamua, de romi ba dikulei. So according to our Gersa, means to say he was the father-in-law of Rami Badi Kulei. But according to the Shita's Gersa, it should mean to who? In other words, it's Rami Badi Tamri, and some say that was the Rami Badi Kulei. So what happened to him? If the Kulei carried the Vov to the Yorug. In the Pasuk of a Yorug, in the Vav there was a hole in the middle of the Vav. It divided up the Vav in half. A Benikva, that there was a hole in the middle of it. The question is it still a kosher ois or not? So Osla came into Rabbi Zera, they came in front of Rabbi Zera. Omla, he said like this, Zil Aisi Yanuka, bring me a young child to Lechokham Loitipesh, that this child should not be too smart. So Rashi says, because if he's too smart, he'll be Maven as a Scharifus to say that the word should be Yarag. Like he'll know you can't read the word Yarag. It's like killing Hashem. Rather, you'll read it Vayarag, with a Vav. Even though it looks like a yud, he'll still read it with a vav. You can't take a kid. That's a chacham that knows what's doing. But v'loy tipesh, you can't take a fool either, because he doesn't know b'klal how to read the oisa shleimus. Rather, take a yanuka, a normal kid, and it depends. Ikor relay v'yaharoy kosher. He'll read it like a vav. Then it's kosher. V'loy yaharoy ku apostle. If he doesn't read it with a vav, then it looks more like a yud. It's too small to be a vav. And therefore the ace would be possible. So sometimes when you have a suffix, whether the vav is long enough, whether it looks like a vav, or it's too short, looks like a yud, that's the sefer you have to take a kid, and he'll, the way he reads it, that's the halacha, whether it's kosher or not. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, Bishor Sha'olah Moshe L'morim, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, Motzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sheyesha V'Koshe Ksarim L'Yesyes, he found the Kodesh Baruch Hu putting crowns around the Osius, the words of the Torah. So Amar Lefanav. So Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Mi Ma'akav Ayotcha, like who is holding back Ayotcha from your hands? Rashi says, like Ma'ashek Asafto, Sha'atetzach Lo'isavoyed Aleihem Kisarim, like how come you're adding more crowns to the Osius right now? Like everything is here already. What are you adding on? Is Amalos Hakadosh Baruch Hu said back to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Oh, the mechad will be one person. Yesh, Shos did Lios. He will a mitzvah Hashem be. B'seif Kamados at the end of many generations. V'yakiva ben Yosef Shemoy. That's his name. Shos did Lidroish. He's going to dash in our kol kites for kites. Tilim tilim shalalachas. Every single dot, every single kites, which this is like the tagim, the lines that go on top of a certain oisius in the Sefer Torah on certain oisius." Every line that comes up, he's going to dashen. Rabbi Akiva will dashen kama v'kama alochas from every little ice that's going up on top. Every little line that goes up. So that's why Hashem now is making the ksarim, which is mashma. Hashem is making the tagim. He's making the lines on top of the oisius of the Sefer Torah. So Omov Lafonov, so Moshe Rabbeinu said back to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Herily, show me this Rabbi Akiva. Is Amalai, so Hashem said to Moshe, Chazol Yachrecha, turn backwards. Holach v'yoshev v'soif shemayin ashuras. He went and sat in the back of 8 rows. So the dugma now that Moshe Rabbeinu came to the base of Medrash, where Rabbi Akiva was, and Moshe Rabbeinu sat in the back row, in the 8th row. V'loho yodeya mahein oimrim. He did not know what they were saying. Moshe did not understand them. So Toshas Koicho, Moshe felt very bad, as if to say he doesn't understand what's going on. But Kivon Shegila Dover Echot, when it came to one halacha, Omer Loi Talmidov, Rebbe Minayin Lecho, Rabbi Kiva's Talmud asked him, Rebbe, how do you know this halacha? Omer Lehetz, Rabbi Kiva answered back and said, Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, this halacha is halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. When the Talmud said that, then this Yashma Daitoi, then he felt secure, he felt better. Chazma Boruch Nekorosh Baruch, he went in front of Hashem. So exactly what this means, I'm not sure. But I call upon him such a dugma. Then he went back to Hashem and said, I'm Lefon, Ribbono Shel Olam, Yesh Lecha Odom Kizeh, V'yatanois in Torah Yodai, like you have such a tzaddik, such a Talmid Chacham like Rabbi Akiva that's going to be, if so, why don't you let him give Torah to Klal Yisrael? How come you're giving the Torah through me? That's what Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem. Is Omar Loi, Sakonish Broker said back to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shesek, be quiet, that, but Kach, Olav HaMachshav L'Fonai, this is my Machshav, this is my will, this is my degree, that I want the Torah to be given now to Klal Yisrael, and through you, through Moshe Rabbeinu. Omar L'Fonav, Ribbono Shel Olam, Hari Soni Torosai, up until now you just showed me his Torah, you showed me like his base Medrash, how he's learning Rabbi Akiva. Hareni Scharoi, please show me the reward that Rabbi Kiva will get for his learning of the Torah. So Omar Loy, again a Kodesh Baruch Hu said back to Moshe Rabbeinu, Chazor Lacharecha, turn backwards, Chazor Lacharov, Roy saw Sheshoiklin Besore B'makolim. He saw the Misa of Rabbi Kiva, the way they're taking these metal cones and combing off his skin. So Omar Lefonov, Moshe Rabbeinu said back to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Zutara V'Zuschara, like what kind of schar is this, the reward that a tzaddik Rabbi Kiva gets for all his learning of the Torah, that he was killed by Ruge Malchus the way he was killed? Is Omar Loi saw Kodesh Baruch Hu said, V'akshe Soik, be quiet, Kacholo V'machshav Lefonai, this is my machshav, this is the way I want to do it. So the kids of Aistos, the schar he was, that he was Moise Nefesh, B'Avo, by saying Shema Yisrael, and with that you can imagine what type of a schar Rabbi Kiva really got. I mean, really, the Gemara before said that the show when Hashem showed Moshe was raw, she shoklim b'sava makulim, means they saw the way they were weighing out his meat. So after they killed him, then they sold his meat. That's what Hashem showed Moshe. Tells Moshe's kasha back, what kind of schar is this? And Hashem said, shoik, a kopon of ice toys, that it's mysterious nefesh that he did. That was a tremendous inyan. On my Rav said like this, shiva oisiyos tzrichos shloishes yudim. There are seven oisiyos in the Aleph Beis that when you come to write down a Sefer Torah, or mezuzah, or tefillin, it has to have shalosh yunim, three tagim coming out on top. V'yelohen, these are the seven oisiyos. Shatnez gates, or shin, nayin, etes, anun, or zayin, or gimel, or tzadik. These three oisiyos, you have to have tagim on top. I tell you that the pictures over here speak machlokes exactly how to make these three lines, whether they're three straight up, whether they're two to the right, one straight up, two to the top, one going down, to Shiloh. But these are the Sheva Isiyos that Tzrichem Shalaz Yunim. Each one of them has to have three as a Yunim. So Amar Rav Ashi said, Chazinu lu l'safri devanti devei Rav, I saw these Seferim on Devei Rav, the Beis Medrash of Rav, and it says, devanti, Rashi says, Shemadaktikim, Lasay tzav miyusha. They make a straight tzav. So the chatri lehu legagay the ches. That way they made a ches was they made a chatre. That's machlokes Rashi and Tosis. Whether they stam made a gag, Rashi learns. The chatri means Rashi legagay shaches. Oysen lemalo kein chote kaze. According to Rashi, the ches is like a regular ches. The top roof of the ches, all it was on the left side, it came to a little bit point, turning upwards, that's all, to point upwards. Kolema, Rashi says, it means to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chai Sheichem B'Roimah Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's alive, is living upstairs. Ches Hainu Chai. So they did, the way they made the Ches was, the Chatri Lu, Lagagri the Ches. The top of the Ches, they made a point upwards. Tosis says, not like this, Tosis learns on the right side, that we have a ches, that a ches in the Sefer Torah really is two zayins, and then it's connected with two lines going upwards and meeting a little above the zayin. That's called chatrei, means it looks like it's going upwards. V'tolilei lekariya dehei, and also they hung down the left leg of the hay, meaning on the left side of the hay, it's not like a ches, that it goes all the way up to the top, but it's hanging. For Tolala and the Kariya the hay, the way you make a hay is, its left leg is hanging. Now, what did they do this for? Chatri lu lagage the ches, they made the top, the roof of the ches, pointing upwards. Kloimar as if to say, Chayu b'rei mishal olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is alive on top of the world. For Tolala and the Kariya the hay, and they let the left leg of the hay hang down. Kidaboy mene Reb Yudin Nisiyam Rabami. Like Reb Yudin Nisiyam Rabami. Ma'idach Siv, what does the Postik say? Bitchu b'Hashem ad hayad ki b'ko Hashem tzur olamim. Like I've been talking on Hashem ki b'ko, like with Yud Kei, Hashem created the world. Omalei kol ha'tola bitchu na v'kodesh Baruch Hu, whoever has his trust in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, harei loy mechasa b'olam hazeh, l'olam habo, will be protected both in this world and in l'olam habo. So that's what the Pesuk says, bitchu b'Hashem, Hashem will protect you. Oh, my lady said back to my no hokka kakashli. This is what was bothering me. My shino dichsiv bay. My shino dichsiv the ko with the yud kei. But like siv ko, what doesn't it say? Yud kei, what's the base? What's the ki b'ko Hashem tzur olam? What doesn't it say? Ki Hashem Tzur Olamim. The Gemara says, Ki Dedorash Reb Yehuda Bar Eloi. That Elu Shnei Olamos. When the Pesuk says, Ki Bekor with the Beis means the two worlds. Shnei Olamos Shebor HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, so Elu Shnei Olamos Shebor HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are the two worlds that Hashem created. And the way Hashem created them was Echod Behei with a Hei, V'Echod V'Yud with a Yud. And V'Ein Yedei, he wasn't sure Im Oilom Abo B'Yud V'Oilom Hazeh Behei, or the other way, Im Oilom Hazeh B'Yud V'Oilom Abo Behei. K'Shuem, when the Pesuk says Eilu told us HaShemayim Voretz V'Hi Borom, these are the told us HaShemayim Voretz Hashem created, Is Al Tikri B'Hi Borom El Behei Borom, Hashem created with a Hei. Means to say, Evoimim, for this we learn out Oilom Hazeh Behei. So, have you aimed me? You see, Oilom Hazeh Behei, for the Mabo B'Yud. Now the Gemara explains, O Mifnei Ma, how come? O Mifnei Ma, Nivru Oilom Hazeh Behei. How come this world was created with a Hei? Mifnei Shedoim Aliyach Sadro. His diamond's like a porch. Shekol Haroitze Lotzes Yotze, like an open room. Whoever wants to leave could leave. Alright, turn over. We'll continue one on the other side.